Si conoce a alguien que vive de forma ilegal en Estados Unidos, pronto lo volverá a ver, porque volverá a casa. Me llamo Kristi Noem, soy la Secretaria de Seguridad Nacional de Estados Unidos. Puede evitar problemas descargándose la app CBP Home y deportándose de forma segura. Recibirá ayuda económica, un vuelo gratis y la posibilidad de volver de forma legal. Si no lo hace, lo encontraremos, multaremos y echaremos a la fuerza. Bajo el fuerte liderazgo del presidente Trump, nuestras leyes se cumplen y nuestra frontera es segura.
No, it's... Hello. Welcome to a live edition of Messy and Co. I'm Ashley, that is Gian, and of course we'll give people a couple minutes to join, but we're live. Hi Gian.
Hey Ash.
How's it
How
going?
How are you? How's everything?
I'm good. I'm getting excited for playoff game tomorrow. I'm just excited for this postseason. There's a lot of good stuff to talk about. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm also excited for this game. Been waiting a while now. I went to a game recently, but I guess I'll wait for some of our viewers to start coming in before I talk about that. But I'm excited, man. I am very excited. Like I said, I went to this last Inter-Miami game against New England. It was a blast. And what we witnessed during that game, and just like, I guess, just it's like setting the precedent for what we're gonna see, I think, hopefully in the playoffs. So this is exciting moment. This is a great opportunity for Inter Miami, but doing great.
That's definitely where we're gonna have to start. I know it's we'll give people a couple minutes to join. There's a lot of content out right now. It's a popular evening time in the East Coast, so we want as many people to join as possible, but I do think that's a good – there's a lot of good topics that we have to go over, right? We're going to go over, obviously, your recap of the match on Saturday and seeing Inter Miami not only lift the supporter shield but also break the points record, come back from being down 2-0, like, messy hat trick. So much happened in that game. I can't even imagine what where to start. But we have to talk about that. We have to obviously talk about the preview for tomorrow's game, and then the fact that the finalists for MVP were announced, the four finalists, two of which are Inter Miami players, so we definitely need to get into that. Let's start there. People can catch up for sure, but talk about your experience going to Saturday's game and being able to see that comeback win and Inter Miami lift a trophy and break a record.
Yeah, I mean, that was just incredible. So I went with my wife, I went with Anna, and it was her birthday weekend. So I thought it'd be a really fun treat to swap out the press box for the supporters section. We have a lot of friends over there in the supporters section that I was have been telling me for a while to come hang out with them and spend time with them and go to the pregame festivities, which is always fun. So I took advantage, took my wife there. We had a blast. We got there early. They were singing over in the back by the green lot. We had a ton of fun over there with the supporters group. And then we went, made our way into the stadium as soon as basically they started letting everybody in so that the supporters groups can start setting everything up. And I already knew that there was something cool in store for the game that I had heard from some of my buddies at the supporters group. There was a really cool Tifu flag that they had set up specifically for that moment. If you didn't see it or you haven't seen any of the pictures, it was really neat. It was right towards the end of the game, they let it out where it was a say hello to my little friend from Scarface, and it was the supporter shield. So that was really cool. But yeah, just, man, I'm telling you, quite the difference, Ash, being in the press box and being in the supporter section. Stood up for more than 90 minutes, never sat down once. That was crazy, jumping up and down, singing the songs, having beer thrown in my face, every goal celebration. Like,
it was a crazy game, too.
It was nuts. I mean, look. We start the game, and I think I was still getting myself situated. And I hear a goal, and I'm like, no, like, there's no way. We got scored on in 2 minutes. And then, like, I was like, not again.
We didn't know that happened.
Yeah, I'm like, I thought we got over this. Like, I thought we had gone over this. I thought it was a thing of the past. So I was like, no way we're starting like this. I'm here. I'm bringing my wife to the game. I think we're, you know, and we'll go, they go in this quarter too. I'm like, all right, maybe, you know, maybe it was a moment of, you know, the lack of concentration, whatever. We'll get back into it. Then minute 34, Dylan Borrero scores on us. And that was the one that he basically Meg's calendar. That was that was all on calendar. And I'm like, oh my God, 2-0. You're kidding me. Like, this can't be one of those games. Especially knowing that we have the MLS record on the line. I'm like, this could be such a magical game, 2-0. I was on the side where Inter Miami was attacking. So I got to see Luis Suarez come in and score minute 40 and then minute 42. Two, like, insanely beautiful goals. Like, he gets the ball, like, right outside, right in front of the goal, and he's able to juke some defenders basically on both goals. And they were almost very similar. And then we go into the half 2-2. So I felt a little bit better there. So that was good, at least, you know, going into the half, like, okay. And I had a feeling that Messi was going to make his way into the game, knowing that obviously you've got the record on the line. You want to make sure he gets a game in, you know, before obviously going to the playoffs, that he has some minutes there. So then we start the second half. Kremaski scores a beautiful goal, and that was exciting. We're winning 3-2, but then the cherry on top, Messi comes in. What everybody was waiting for. The supporter section goes crazy. The entire stadium goes crazy. The guy that's in the MVP race, he just comes off of scoring a hat trick with Argentina. Like, it was so much hype around that moment. It was so fun. And he comes in, scores in minute 78, scores in minute 81, scores in minute 89. It was like the greatest show on earth. And the goal last was that he was scoring. It was like, it looked like I was watching a FIFA game. Like, it was just incredible goals. So to see him have a hat trick for us to break the MLS record in that game, Ash, that was such a fun time, an amazing celebration.
Stop, you're rubbing it in my face.
Like, if there was that game you missed, that was like one of the funnest ones. And then obviously, you know, we get the great news that we've kind of expected for a while now, that Gianni Infantino, FIFA president, comes in and gives us the great news that we're going to be in the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup. That was just a great news for us. And it was an all-around amazing time, fun time. And look, man, you've got Messi, again, back-to-back hat tricks going into the playoffs. And everybody just played amazing. I think it was just – it was really good for this team to – end the season on such a high note going into these playoffs tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at it on my phone, and there's literally only one thing in the world that would stop me from going to see that match and to see Inter Miami lift the supporter shield and to see the points record. Only one thing. But that one thing happened, and that was going to Taylor Swift concert in Miami. So unfortunately, that took precedent. Sorry for my lighting. Also, my apartment's very dark, so I'm trying to get the lighting right. Taylor Swift was in Miami, and I had to go see it.
In retrospect, you didn't know Messi was going to have a hat trick. So, you know, we'll let that slide, because where's it go? Messi hat trick, MLS record, 2025 Club World Cup announcement, or Taylor Swift? I know it's a tough one for you, so you don't got to answer, but
Taylor Swift.
I'm kidding.
I wish I could have gone to the show. I mean, the concert or the game. My God, my subconscious is speaking for me, the game. But I'm so glad you got to experience it in the supporter shield section, because I mean, look, we're very fortunate that we get to sit in the press box for every game. We'll be there tomorrow night. We're so grateful for it, and it's always an amazing experience. But, you know, in the press box, you're obviously not allowed to maybe, or it's frowned upon to be like cheering and screaming at the same level as, you know, the fans in the stadium. So it's a different experience. And so I'm glad you got to have that experience for that game. So, with that being said, what happened? Inter Miami break the MLS points record. They get Supporters Shield champions, obviously first overall seed, and guaranteed to be in next year's Club World Cup, which is going to kick off in Miami. So what do you think is like the most incredible part of all of those things? I mean, there's so much accolades that happened, Messi hat trick, all these things, and a team that largely was able to do it, like we said, with, you know, having to play almost half of their games without Messi. So just showing absolute growth, unity, all of those amazing things. What like, how do you even describe it?
Yeah, I will say this. Look, I'm having some technical difficulties, so I can't click on the comments. But before we go on, I need you to put
that
up.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Messi, Taylor Swift. Messi will be back next season, and I will get to continue seeing him. Taylor Swift's tour ends next month. It's all just about, you know, finite things.
Yeah. All right.
But
so
Messi is the goat. Don't worry. She's just a singing goat to me. Two different goats.
So I think that, you know, Inter Miami has had certain goals along the way reasons why they brought on Messi. Obviously, one being elevating this club to become an international club, which they have. They've done from a marketing standpoint, from a financial standpoint, from a brand standpoint. They've elevated all of their socials. They've elevated the investment into this team. They've elevated the level of where you have world-class players wanting to come and play to this team. So they've elevated Inter Miami as a product, as a brand, and now we are a top-class team. So obviously they've done that. But then along the way, they've added silverware. They've won Leagues Cup. They've won Supporters Shield now. They've broken records. And the cherry on top is you're making it to the 2025 Club World Cup. I think above everything, like, that's the number one thing. That is huge. That is huge for Inter Miami. You're going to be playing against world-class teams, against Real Madrid.
Man City. Yeah, crazy. Like,
that's insane to think that this club is going to be, like, you're going to see Inter Miami players on the same pitch as guys that you've seen play and teams that you've seen play in Champions League. Like, how crazy is that? That to me is amazing, and to me is the best thing. And now you have
Noah Allen versus Erling Haaland. Bring it.
hey, look, Noah Allen, I trust him. He'll get it done.
Great end of the season.
But no, that to me, it's really about making it to the Club World Cup. That to me is above this Supporters Shield, is above Leagues Cup. Like, as far as anything that they've earned, to me, I'm just grateful for that. And it's going to be quite an experience. And it's a once in a lifetime as a fan and as a reporter, as somebody that's, you know, heavily involved in the team and covering the team. It's a once in a lifetime thing. Like, how often are you going to be able to go and attend a Club World Cup for Inter Miami? Like, I don't know when that's going to happen again. And I know there's a lot of controversy, Ash. I'm sure you've heard about, you know, they didn't announce the qualifications and all that. Look, at the end of the day, there's merit for Inter Miami going. They're the best team in the league right now as far as the regular season is concerned. So I just think Inter Miami needs to shut everybody's mouth and win the MLS Cup and then get rid of all the controversy.
Agreed. And also, like, let's just be clear about something. You know, like, we can break down the fourth wall. The world wants to watch Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
FIFA wants the world to watch Lionel Messi. MLS wants the world to watch Lionel Messi. That's the reason he's getting paid 20 plus, you know, million dollars a year. That's why MLS and Apple TV have invested so much in the team and the thing. This is about growing the MLS league around the world, growing this game of soccer and showing it to young people in the United States and elsewhere, putting this team and this league in positions on a global scale. Yeah, And you know what? Inter Miami did their part. And like I said, winning Supporters Shield, breaking that, having the most points and being the best regular season team. They made the decision easy for FIFA. You know what I mean? Like if they were, if they finished ninth and just got a playoff spot or, you know, didn't, or been on a losing streak or only got 60 points instead of 73 or 55 points instead of 73, you know, there'd be more willingness to have a discussion. But Inter Miami did their part, and so FIFA did theirs. And that's just, you know, it's we're lucky because we get to have Messi and we get to have all these opportunities. But, like, that's the point. It's like when David Beckham went to LA Galaxy, like, that's the point. The point is you're trying to grow the game and have everyone benefit from it. Like, it's not a secret, you know? Yeah, they're not saying that they're going to win. Like, they're not going to put Inter Miami in a chance to, you know, win. Like, they're going to have to beat the Real Madrids, the Inter Milan, the Man City, all of those teams. Like, it's not going to be easy, but they got their foot in the door, and that's what's going to be so exciting to see next year.
I think any tournament with Messi is a better tournament. It would be the same thing if you're like, let's say Cristiano Ronaldo was in the same place, like in this. And if you want a tournament with Cristiano in it? Do you want you want the best players in the world? And right now, Messi is still at his age, one of the best players in the world, if not the best player in the world, according to some people. So I think for me, like, I'm okay with it. Obviously, I root for Inter Miami and all that. But I just, at the end of the day, you know how important it is for Messi to be in one of these tournaments. And look, again, you might think it's biased and all that. I'm not going to pretend there's not. I know that they wanted to do this. I know this is why FIFA didn't announce the qualification, because they wanted to make sure first that they didn't say Supporters Shield, and then some catastrophic thing happens in the last three games of the season, and then, you know, Columbus wins it or something. Like, they wanted to make sure that Inter Miami was going to be Supporters Shield's champs before they announced anything. And whatever, I mean, you can be mad about it.
Yeah, look, Inter Miami did their job. Like we said, like, you know, they had to go to Columbus and win that incredibly difficult game. They went to Toronto and won the game, you know, with Messi out for most of the summer. They won most of their games. You know, they win 9 out of 11 or something like that. Inter Miami did their job. And then the rest is history. And so, you know, next year we'll be really, really excited to see it. And like I said, keep adding MLS to that global platform, and it'll be super fun. So I'm glad you had such a good time. Again, I'm sad I couldn't be there. I had a great time at my Taylor Swift concert, but I do wish I was at the game. And I'm hoping, you know, starting tomorrow, we'll have even more memories, and I will be at all of the Inter Miami playoff games that we are hopefully going to be in. So that's the team, and that's the result that we got. An incredible comeback win. Let's talk about that guy that we've just been mentioning a few times, the one that got the hat trick, who's gotten a hat trick in two games in a row, one for his country in a World Cup qualifier, and then to cement the MLS Supporter Shield and points record. Let's talk about Lionel Messi a little bit. Is he the MVP of MLS?
We had this conversation a few episodes ago.
First.
Yeah, we definitely had that conversation a few episodes ago. We had some very opinionated people and listeners, viewers, that some agreed with us, some didn't, some agreed with you, some agreed with me. But at the end of the day, my stance stays the same. I always thought that he was the MVP. The conversation has been around him missing games. At the end of the day, he did more in less games. He is the best player in MLS per time that he has played. Without him, a lot of players aren't on Inter Miami. So they don't win. So those players that kept Miami winning while he was gone wouldn't have been here if he wasn't on the team. Would they have won yesterday? They were, you know, obviously they were up 3-2 in the second half once Kremaski scored that third goal and made Inter Miami take the lead. But that game wasn't cemented. It was cemented when Messi came in, and Messi is the one that actually has something to do with that goal, with Kremaski's goal, right? He came in, and right off of the bat, he had that secondary assist that he put in. There's a lot to say about Messi. And I think when you take the time out of it, when you look at the numbers, when you look at the impact that he's had on this team, when you look at the confidence that he's given to this team, they're not Supporters Shield champions if he's not on this team. they're not having home field advantage in the playoffs without him. I don't even know if they make the playoffs without him. A year ago, they were not in this position.
So 15th last year at this time.
Yeah, so to me, Messi's the most important player, the MVP, not only for Inter Miami, but for the entire league. He's the MVP for MLS. MLS wouldn't be where they are right now, wouldn't have the viewership, wouldn't have the importance, and I think the spotlight on them, like they do right now because of Messi.
All right, ready for my opinion after we had this discussion a few weeks ago?
Yep.
I totally agree. My mind is changed. I mean, it wasn't like I said, I had said to you a few weeks ago when I was giving my sort of like devil's advocate and saying I can understand if it went to somebody else. I have been fully convinced. Over 41 goal contributions and half the amount of games as everyone else. To your point, creating a championship mentality and seeing all of the players around him grow. There's four finalists for the MVP, right? It's two from Inter Miami, it's Messi, and it's Luis Suarez, who, to Luis Suarez's credit, just like he did last year in the Brazilian Premier League, had an unbelievable season, was really consistent, got great goals, was you know, knees no problem, just completely did what he had to do,
and definitely deserved to
be a finalist. Totally deserves it. Excellent, and I hope he's back next year. The other two is obviously it's – why am I blanking on Columbus's striker name?
Who are you talking about?
For Columbus.
¿Cómo se llama? I'll tell you right now. I forgot to.
Christian Benteke, who's the fourth one. I can say that. I don't know why I'm Cucho Hernandez. Thank you. I don't know why I was blanking on his name. Who is absolutely unbelievable and is totally the talisman for Columbus and does what he needs to do and is completely in the MVP conversation. Christian Benteke too. Gets the golden boot. You know, 2 years out of the Premier League has also really helped DC United, almost having them on their back,
which he ends up with three more goals than Messi, and with Messi playing like
half the games. Exactly. Yeah. With the fact that Messi has better numbers in terms of goal contributions than all three of those players and played half the amount of games just shows how valuable he is. And it's the truth. Like, Messi is the MVP. He's the most valuable player. He's the best player in MLS. Most valuable is to his team. When he is there, the amount of goals or contributions per 90 minutes, per minute that he provides far supersedes anyone else. And as long as he is playing at this level, which is, you know, I mean, obviously he's not the same player he was 5 years ago or 3 years ago, whatever, but what are we? Almost 2 years removed from him winning a World Cup, a few months removed from him helping Argentina win Copa America, you know, just played for PSG, Barcelona. Like, he is still, he's a top five player in the world. Like, you know, we had this discussion, Gian, actually in the press box last game. If you remember who you said your top five was, if we get to 200 viewers, I'll say who he had in his top five. But he is maybe Mbappe. Maybe you have Mbappe. You have Erling Haaland. You have a few players who are the best in the world that you would probably choose over Messi. But I couldn't name five.
I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. Moises Caicedo.
Okay, exactly. Moises Caicedo is in his top five. But are there five players you can distinctively say are better than Lionel Messi that you would 100% choose over Lionel Messi tomorrow?
No, not at all. He's top five. I mean, you can scramble that list up, but he's always going to be top five till this day. He's
amazing.
He's proving it at the international level and the club level. So, I mean, it's not, you know. He's kind of like LeBron, for sure.
Osvaldo said Caicedo. Who? Yeah, tell them Moises Caicedo.
Wait, what? Hold on. Look, I'm getting old. Let me put my glasses
on.
He's
kidding because he's Ecuadorian. So it's a joke.
the best player in Premier League. He plays for Chelsea. Osvaldo.
I mean, I think Cole Palmer, honestly, is pretty close to being in that top five list, which is good for him. Christian Pulisic also, I mean, not top five, but Christian Pulisic killing it. We'll do more episodes about U.S. men's national team as we get closer to the World Cup, too, because I'm very happy with what I've been seeing there as well. But, yeah, I mean, it's true. Like, Messi, top five player in the world, clearly the best player in MLS, the most goal contributions, bringing the most to the team, to the league. Like, he is the winner. And I mean, I'll tell you what, if he had not gotten as injured as he had and had that tough injury during Copa America, let's say he played 70% of the games instead of what was probably, what is it, around 55, I think, percent he ended up playing, something in that ballpark. Let's say he played 70%. What would his goal contribution be there? Like 60? You know, if he played 100% or 90%, what would his goal contribution be? Like 100? So it's, you know, we can keep moving the goalpost, but he is the MVP, and I'm completely convinced.
Yeah, I agree. Man, it's tough. I like to choose anybody else for me. I can understand some of the arguments and all that, but at the end of the day, I don't think for me there's the time thing is enough of a deterrent. Anyways, so talking about Messi still, obviously. How about those Messi and Bad Bunny cleats Adidas collab? Have you seen that?
Yeah, they're clean.
That is sick. Like, I'm going to try to get those. Definitely going to try to get those. I've gotten a lot of the Benito shoes, like the Adidas collab that Benito has done with Adidas, that Bad Bunny has done. But this, to me, is really a beautiful shoe that they've come out with. The cleats. He actually played with the cleats this last game against New England. So, obviously, they must be pretty good. He scored a hat trick.
And he had that superhero thing yesterday at Hard Rock. Like, you know, I think it's great how much he has embraced being in Miami, being in the United States, you know, bringing his culture and his history and his legacy to the United States and just showing a completely different level.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Of a sport, and also, do you know what I think it is true what he brings? And this is honestly, it's an intangible part of why he's the MVP. The love and passion he brings. I mean, look, American sports fans are incredibly passionate, especially when it relates to basketball and pro football, like or you know, NFL, American football, 100%, and it's amazing. But like, when he played in Buenos Aires, when he plays every game he sells out in the United States, when he played in Kansas City to 75,000 people in Missouri, you know, and had that golazo and just absolutely incredible what he brings and what he shows and the love that people have for him. And the fact that he's always, throughout his whole career, he's kind. He's the hardest worker in the room. He's consistent. He's fair. He does everything you want in a role model, in an athlete, in the best player. And it's just, I think it's so great that we get to enjoy it. He's Inter Miami's all-time leading goal scorer. Like, this is a great comment by Black Story. If he played 90 minutes versus Revolution, he would probably have gotten the golden boot. Like, if he played more in some of the other games that he didn't play in, like, when he probably could have. You know, he's so selfless. Like, he really is. And I'm glad Inter Miami get to reap the benefits.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. I don't think there's any argument after, you know, for me, again, for Messi and everything that he's been able to do. I mean, it's just the impact that he's had on this city as well. I don't, you know, when you talk about impact that he's had on this city, even though obviously they're playing in for a lot of them, but they're a Miami team. Like, you talk about guys up there like Dwayne Wade, guys like Dan Marino, guys like LeBron in his short 4 years. Like, he's up there and he's only been here like, what, a season and a half? Like, you know, I think 15 that
15 months, yeah.
Yeah, I think that the impact that he's had on the city and the love that the city has gotten because of him. And he loves being here. And I think that he's going to, like, for me, I think that he's going to be here at least a couple more seasons. We were talking about
2026. Yeah.
When we were kind of like let down, you know, with obviously the stadium not being ready for him in 2025. Like, I think I have a feeling that he's still going to be here so that we can see him play at Freedom Park in 2026. That's at least what I'm getting, especially if he's doing things like this where he's breaking records with Inter Miami. He's winning the supporter shield. Now, if he wins MLS Cup, like, I think that those are things that keep him happy. He's obviously still a guy that is very competitive. It's not enough for him to just, you know, I think it's not about the money really for him. He could have gone, the Saudi league. Like, he wants to come here and win stuff, and he's doing it. And I think as long as Inter Miami puts a competitive team around him, has people on his team that he enjoys being around, like obviously his buddies from Barca, he's going to be here for a few more years. And as I was saying previously, he's like LeBron. Like, he takes care of himself. He takes care of his body. He invests into it. And look at that, at the age he's at, he's a lot better than, you know, and as far as like other younger guys in him, like, he's still playing at a top level. And I think he's also learned how to manage his body. He knows when to run. He knows when to rest. Yeah. He knows when to walk. He's setting himself up for a few more years. I think that he also wants to make it to the World Cup. I think for me, that might be the time where he, you know, 2026, he plays Freedom Park, he plays World Cup, he does that stuff, gets that out of the way, and that's probably when maybe we see the last of Messi. But I'm not concerned over the next 2 years. Like, he's playing at a top level right now.
I totally agree. I mean, yeah, 100%. I would say, you know, barring any catastrophic injury, knock on all the wood in the world, I would say up to 2026 season, like 90% at this point. Like, he's just not even, he's a top five player in the world. Like, it's not even close. Like, he's so good. He can't stop playing. He's too good.
Yeah.
He's just too good to keep not playing. And to your point, he likes it. He's getting to watch his kids play in the club. He's getting to watch, you know, play with his former teammates that he got to that rise to fame with. He gets to help a lot of young players grow into the league as well. And so it's really exciting. I think this is also a really good point about like MLS and Apple TV maximizing it. We've seen this happen, you know, we've seen this with NBA and NFL, like the quote unquote mic'd up, like having a camera focus. Actually, do you know where they do it, where it started? Funny enough, the VMAs, Video Music Awards, MTV Award Show, they started really? Like 6 years ago, an audience cam where they would have it focused on like Beyonce or Taylor Swift or like, you know, those popular people, Jonas Brothers, whoever, Justin Bieber, throughout the whole show. And that's, people would tune into it on the side because, you know, they want to see their favorites. And so I think doing this with Messi and just seeing how much of a genius he is throughout the game is a really smart initiative. We've said this a million times, Apple TV and MLS making their content high definition and so accessible around the world is a huge benefit. And it's great that people get to see it and take advantage of it. So speaking of that game, speaking of trying to get to this MLS Cup, we have to preview the game that's happening tomorrow, which is round one of the MLS playoffs. Best 2 out of 3, which not everyone knew, and is kind of, I would say, it's maybe a new concept, I would think, to maybe people who are used to watching European and professional football. It's the Champions League, how it was before with the aggregate scores is kind of similar, but the first of either 2 or 3 games for round one is going to take place tomorrow versus Atlanta United. Now, I don't know if you saw any of that game last night. I was watching it.
Yeah.
What a game. And I mean, to Inter Miami's benefit, an emotional roller coaster and a physically taxing game where they played the wild card. Atlanta played against Montreal in Montreal, took a 2-0 lead going into the second half. Montreal came all the way back, 2 goals from former Inter Miami player Joseph Martinez, took it to penalty kicks where Atlanta United just edged out, emotional roller coaster. And now, you know, 48 or I think the game was Tuesday or no, it was yesterday, 48 hours later or 72 hours later, having to play in a very intense game one against Inter Miami.
I mean, it just shows, like, I'm looking at this Atlanta team and they're a gritty team. You might look at them and say, hey, maybe they're not the best team because obviously at the bottom of the table, they had to go to the wild card game. But that game kind of showed, you know, a team that's gritty, that went to penalties, that was able to come out of, I think, a tough game and make their way into these playoffs. And they're no, I think they're, what would you say, like, Inter Miami, this isn't something I think when they're looking at teams that they wanted to face. I don't think Atlanta United is a team that they wanted to face, to be honest with you. Like, Atlanta United is not going to be the easiest matchup for Inter Miami.
Been a difficult matchup in the past, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, based off of the past, you know, this over the last three games, Inter Miami hasn't been able to beat Atlanta United. Atlanta United beat us 5-2, absolutely whooped us over in Atlanta. You know, granted, Messi didn't.
That was a lot of players.
But still, still, it was 5-2. Like this, we were talking about an Inter Miami team that, while Messi was gone, was able to string together 8 or 9 wins out of the 11 or so that he missed. And I mean, this is a team that lost 5-2 to Atlanta. Then Atlanta comes to Miami, they beat us 3-1. That is with Messi. Then we go back to Atlanta, we tie 2-2. Like, you know, this is a team that really has our card, and their team that are tough to beat. They're unbeaten in their last three matches against MLS opponents. So they're on a little streak there, Atlanta United. But during the regular season, they're not the best away team. So obviously us having that home field advantage is going to be good. They won just four of their away games, two of them being against Florida teams in Miami, including that 3-1 win that I just mentioned against Miami. But then you look at Inter Miami, and Inter Miami is on a roll. Like, they're doing really, really well. They won their final 8 matches playing at Chase Stadium, so they're a really, really good home team. Again, home field advantage is really big for us. But what I would say is, look, this Inter Miami team needs to be very careful how they play against this Atlanta team. Like, this Atlanta team, granted, they're not the same team that beat us. They lost Diego Almada, which is a huge key player that
it's crazy now, player to lose,
yeah, it's a big player to lose that was playing in, with Botafogo now in Brazil, so they're not the same team.
Surprised to me that he didn't make it to Europe, honestly, but maybe that just ended up not working out.
No, yeah, that it is weird, but then he still has an avenue from Botafogo, like, to go to Europe, so we'll see with that. But like, I was looking at some of the games that Inter Miami, like that Atlanta United and Inter Miami games that we didn't do well at. And I was trying to find like some keys to the game and see if I can pinpoint some things. And for me, one of the things I noticed in these games is Atlanta United has done a really good job defending against Inter Miami's attack. And what they've done is, they've typically taken their two of their midfielders, and anytime the Inter Miami has attacked, they basically take two of those midfielders and put them into their back line, and they basically make back line of 5 or 6 players. And it's really, really difficult for Inter Miami to get those signature plays where, you know, you have Alba play down the left side and put a pass back, and Messi comes in to finish it off, or these. Like that goal that Kremaski scored against New England recently, where you're basically inside, like right outside of the goal. Like, it's really tough to penetrate a line of 6 that Atlanta's going to have. And some of the success that Inter Miami had against Atlanta was when Messi scored when he played that literally the lone goal we had against Atlanta United in that 3-1 win was from outside the box. So I think that's going to be interesting for Tata Martino to figure out. They're probably going to stack the box. They're going to play a really low block. They're going to have two of their midfielders in that back line. We got to figure out a way to break that. So I think that will be really tough from a defensive standpoint because they're really good there. The other thing is,
do you see the banner on the screen? I was just checking.
Let me see. Gian says, guys, so that's top 5 in the world.
We have over 200 viewers.
Hey, it's true. It's true. Clip it.
Okay, keep going. Yeah, that's what I get for you, everyone clipping my Messi MVP takes. That's what you get. I hope people clip that. But I'm sorry, keep going.
No, clip it because I'm proud. I'm proud of that. I'll clip it. Vamos. No, the other thing I was going to say is they've got to figure out ways to control some of these guys that Atlanta has. Like, Atlanta has Diarra that is really good. And we saw, who was it that actually you and I were talking about in one of these recent games? Really tall forward. I forgot for what team that was getting in behind –
Charlotte
and behind Miami's back line, crazy fast. like
excellent hold up play. I spoke to him after the game. I said you did a hell of a hold up play. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but
so basically
Charlotte's backup striker, actually.
Yeah. So Diarre does a really good job of Atlanta striker of getting in between the center backs and Atlanta loves playing into the spaces. I think Inter Miami has a tough
Aubameyang
with those types of forwards. Also, I'm gonna butcher this name, but Saba Lobsaniete, whatever.
Yeah, the golazo, didn't he?
He's the one that scored those two golazos against us from outside the box. That guy is the same. He's playing the same and maybe even better from when he played against us. Like, he is really fast. He's really good. Inter Miami is going to have to make sure they keep him under control as well. So those are some guys to look out for. Other guys, I won't get too far into it, but guys like Brooks Lennon, he plays at the right back position. He's a guy that's really fast, that likes to run up just like Jordi Alba does for us. They've got center back Gregerson, that's 6'3", that scored a header recently for Atlanta. So, you know, Inter Miami needs to be careful there, especially on set plays. So I think those are the things I'm kind of looking at. I guess what I'm trying to get at is it's not going to be that easy of a game. Atlanta matches up really well.
Yeah.
Their strengths are not good for our weaknesses, really, because we have a hard time where we like to put a lot of numbers up front.
Yeah.
And then when we get countered or we lose possession of the ball, a lot of times our center backs are one-to-one against their forwards. And I think that might be something that might give us some trouble. So it's not as straightforward as it is. Miami's going to have to be on their A game tomorrow.
Agreed. I mean, yeah, it's all really good points. I think that it was a difficult quote-unquote, I guess, like seeding that we ended up getting for it. I think the two games, having to win two against one team is going to be very difficult to do. The second game is away and it's on turf. Like, it's definitely, you know, it's a future us issue to think about, but it will be a difficult matchup. I think, though, you know, to give context, I also think, even though it sounds like anti-competitive, because I don't mean it like that, but the other games we've played against Atlanta, like, there is context. Like, one was in the middle of the season where, yes, you play hard and we should have won that game, but it was just – there was a game, I think there was just, like, a lot of errors in that game. It was a difficult one. I think that's when we had a red card. Was that when we had the Ruiz red card? Maybe? I don't know. I have to double check that, but –
The two were without Messi, one was.
And the one, you know, the one with Messi, he was just coming back from injury. We were all very nervous. He, I'm sure, was still working his way back to fitness. I think you're going to see a team that is a lot more, you know, like, concentrated and from minute one are focused on, this isn't, you know, a regular season game. This is now do or die. Incredibly important to get those 3 points at home, knowing you still have to get one on, you know, away. So I think we'll see that. About the team itself, this, I think, is an interesting comment. I'm going to make a bold prediction, and it's, if we keep playing Aviles as a starter, we won't win MLS Cup. Well, I think that's a strong take. I will say, you know, with Tomas Aviles, the good thing is, one, this is now the playoffs, so the yellow card accumulation resets. He's back to ground zero. And I think this will be a big test. This will be a test to see if he can have the discipline to be able to keep it going. If Inter Miami in general can have the discipline. No goal in the last, you know, in the first 2 minutes. No playing from behind. No having to, you know, no warming up. Knowing that with Messi and Suarez starting, that means you're having two less people who are going to be defending. That means from minute one, having to be on your game in transition, filling those gaps. It's a big test, but it's an important test. And I'm really excited. This was a draw against the B team. You know, this is, again, yes, Atlanta has been a good matchup against us, but this is Inter Miami, full squad, full strength, playing together, a ton of momentum. I feel better about it than I would felt about the away game against Atlanta when we played them a few months ago. Like, I totally feel different atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah. To touch on a few points, I think the Ivy List thing for me is, yeah, the car thing is, I mean, it's not good, but I think he's a guy that is very physical, very aggressive. He just needs to know when the time and place to do that is, and not to put Inter Miami in predicaments, because even if he doesn't get a red card, but he conditions himself with and gets the yellow card, he has to play differently. He can't go in and up on certain plays. He's going to have to, especially on the first half. Exactly. He's going to have to give attackers more freedom because he can't go, you know, go in as harsh as he might like to. And it just changes the way he plays. It'll change the way his team has to play. So he just needs to be right. And also, I mean, he's done certain things where not only does he condition himself with a card, but he also just gives away like free kicks in bad areas and that sort of thing. So I think that that's going to be really important. And for me, you know, thinking about the 2025 Club World Cup and thinking about what line needs the most adjustments from mid to offense to defense, it's going to be the defense. I'm sure Inter Miami is going to need, in preparation for this World Cup, they're going to look in that defense and see how they can make it better. Mm-hmm. For me, this is an audition for the Club World Cup for Aviles. If he wants to be
a starter, I think this playoffs is a test for him.
It is. It's an audition. If he wants to continue to have minutes on this team, to be on this team, to be in the Club World Cup, he has to perform at an elite level in these playoffs.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, then for me, he's not going to start. But right now, he's still the top guy in there, so he's not losing his position.
Yeah, I think it will be him and Martinez starting, and then it will be Wangat and Jordi Alba, obviously. We've made our comments about Tomas Aviles. I've been disappointed a lot with him this season, but he is going to be the one starting tomorrow, and he's going to be the one starting in the playoffs if he's available. So as a fan, I just hope he turns it around and keeps, you know, plays positively.
Yeah, and him, so these are a couple of guys, and one might be a surprise to you, but one of the things that have plagued Inter Miami is losing the ball in the buildup, in the build-out of play. Mm-hmm. So once we recover the ball, we have been very sloppy. And some of the biggest culprits of that, one, Aviles has been a culprit of that, of losing the ball very easily and getting us into really bad positions. And again, this may be a surprise, but Busquets has also been one that has had issues touching out of the back. Now that may also be a usage issue because he's the main guy. He's the pivot. Just he gets the ball and So that may be, you know, it's the same thing like in the NBA. A guy that handles the ball handler is going to have the most turnovers. Like, okay,
right.
But still, I expect more from him, and I think he'll take care of it. But those two guys, especially Aviles and Busquets, need to make sure that they are more precise in the build out. And are accurate in their passing. So that's another thing I'm going to look for more in Aviles is not just the discipline, but also the accuracy on his play. And also, I'd like to see, I think, a bit more. We'll see if these guys will do it, but I want to see more passing from the back line to kind of jump some of these lines. Because I think Atlanta is going to be very tight knit. They're going to do very well at closing spaces. There are two lines, the midfield and defense. They're not going to leave a lot of space between them from what I've seen. So I think that it'll be really good if we can see guys like Martinez or guys like Aviles be able to put long balls just jumping that midfield line. So that'll be interesting to see in this game coming up.
Yeah. And I mean, you have runner, you have Diego Gomez, who is, you know, obviously speedy and smart. Black story, look, I wish it could be Ian Frey, but that's just not the reality. And maybe next year it will be because he's, you know, going to be fully healthy, hopefully, from his injury and fully back. I think we've talked about this a lot. I think Ian Frey is like one of the most talented young prospects in all of MLS. Same with Yannick Bright, obviously Diego Gomez, Matias Rojas, etc. So I hope, you know, most of them get their chance tomorrow. But we take it one game at a time. This is game one, series one. Inter Miami coming off of a huge high from last Saturday. You know, we're seeing Messi and Alba and Suarez and even Busquets in phenomenal form. Everyone is rising tides, raise all ships. You're going to see championship mentality. You're going to see, you know, forget the competitiveness they normally have. Take it a step up. You're going to see this is like, you know, they're going to be treating these like as if these were Champions League, you know, quarterfinals, semifinals, round of 16. Like, you're going to see an insane intensity. And I'm just really excited. And, you know, we'll be back after game one to discuss. But as we wrap it up, Gian, I would like to know your prediction and any final thoughts you have. This has been awesome, by the way. Thank you for everyone who's watched and contributed and commented. we love doing these lives. And, you know, it's sometimes hard for us to get on. We have a lot going on, but we're excited for this game and for to finish off the season on a really positive note.
Yeah, I think this is this team is the healthiest they've been all season. They're the deepest they've been, the healthiest they've been, the most locked in that they've been. They're performing at an elite level. They're performing better than any team in MLS right now. And I think the key guys, the four Barcelona guys, are going to really lead this team to an MLS Cup. I think that there's, to me, there's no other way about it. I think that anything less than an MLS championship cup is a failure for this team. This team was built for this very moment. The supporter shield, okay, cool, like they got it, but that's not what they were built for. They were built, everything that has that they've done throughout the season, the minutes, the resting Messi, the this, the that, that was literally to come to this very moment to be healthy, and that's where they're at. So there's no excuses right now for this team. There's no excuses, and I think that we're gonna see some of the best soccer we've ever seen at Chase Stadium, that we've ever seen in South Florida. And I'm just excited. And I think that tomorrow, Inter Miami needs to make a statement. They can't come out here lackluster from minute one. And okay, they're the team in MLS that has scored the, you know, that has the most comeback wins. I don't care. You need to start winning from the get-go. You need to score a goal within the first 20 minutes. And that's it. And then you end it in Atlanta. It's done. No game three.
Okay. Well, do you have a score?
Score is going to be, I think it's going to be, 2-0. I think it'll be 2-0.
Okay, so vamos. Okay. Well, you know, I agree. I don't want Inter Miami to be like the meme where it's like, F it, throw it up. He's some, you know, he's downfield somewhere. Like, right. What they say for wide receivers, like, I don't want it to be that where they're just like, yeah, F it, you know, Messi will win the game. I want it to be a team effort and make a statement. I totally agree.
Yeah.
My score prediction is going to be 3-1 Inter Miami win. I agree. I think it's a statement game. I still, you know, to what we've seen in the comments before and what we've seen just in history about, you know, sometimes a slow start or the defense having some troubles, I think they will score one goal, but I think we will score more. I think we will score three, and I think we will have, I think we will have control of this game, and we're just really excited. Osvaldo 3-1, I hope. Black Story 5-0. That's a great scoreline. I hope you're right. That's bold. That's like a Gion scoreline. So I'm hoping you're right. But yeah, I mean, we're super excited. We will be covering every single game. Tomorrow, we will be at the stadium. We will be doing live tweets, live coverage, post-match coverage, all that good stuff. So make sure you're following us on Twitter at Messi & Co. YouTube, we're going to be doing a lot more live streams. We're going to, like I said, before every single match, we will be doing an episode at least, including some post-match. So really excited. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for participating. Next time you guys see me, just a little personal note, I will be 30. I'm currently 29. I turned 30 on Sunday.
Sheesh.
So, I know it's so I can't think of a better way to kick off my birthday weekend than with a Messi hat trick and a, Inter Miami win.
Yeah. I can't wait till I turn 30. That'll be cool.
Yeah, but, me too. 2006, was it? I'm just kidding.
No, but yeah, definitely, hopefully for your birthday, we'll have a nice win. So yeah, excited, and we will catch you guys tomorrow.
All right, thank you all so much for listening. Vamos Inter Miami.